News in brief at Press TV. London's underground staff are on a two-day strike. The walkout started on Monday night after talks collapsed between the London Underground and union bosses. The action is being taken in protest over plans to close all ticket offices, which may cost hundreds of jobs and reduce safety standards. Remaining in Britain, a 15-year-old student has been arrested after stabbing a female teacher to death at a school in Leeds. The victim suffered multiple stab wounds and later died in the hospital. British Prime Minister David Cameron has described the incident as profoundly shocking. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed alarm about Egypt's decision to sentence hundreds of Muslim Brotherhood supporters and its leader to death. Ban said the verdicts do not meet basic fair trial standards and are likely to undermine prospects for long-term stability in Egypt. Jordan has agreed to hand over a Libyan militant to Tripoli in exchange for the release of its ambassador, who was kidnapped in Libya 2 weeks ago. Under the deal, Jordan would agree to reduce the sentence of the jailed Libyan militant and allow him to complete his prison term in Libya. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has expressed concern about what he calls an unprecedented increase in U.S. and NATO military activity near Russia's borders. He also said that Russian troops have returned to the barracks after maneuvers near the Ukrainian border. Meanwhile, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov has condemned the new round of sanctions imposed by the U.S. on Russia. He said the measures are illegitimate by nature and violate international law. He added that restrictions on high-tech exports from the U.S. mark a return to the Cold War. Peace talks between South Sudan's government and rebels have resumed in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa after a three-week break. Negotiations focus on political dialogue to end 4 months of fighting that has claimed thousands of lives and forced over 1 million people to flee their homes.